Hello, everybody. This is Armando coming to you from Northern California. Hoping you guys are having a wonderful day. I also hope you guys had a wonderful 4th of July as we celebrate our freedom and liberty on our Independence Day. Today, I'm here to talk to you about something interesting. Now, I say interesting for many reasons. Upon my acceptance into a camp for the blind in Mountain Pine, Arkansas, Camp Yorktown Bay, I was pondering a lot of things. I'm a kind of person who likes to cherish memories and share them with people, whether you're blind or sighted. I was tossing around the idea of, okay, do I want to buy, for example, an Olympus recorder, or do I want to look for other ways to archive those precious moments that I can later cherish and share with other people? So I went on various community platforms such as Voreo, Facebook, asked friends, went on Team Talk, asked different people on different servers. Of course, everybody's going to give you their own take on everything, right? So then I decided, wait a minute, you know, this is my first time traveling out of state. My mom has an Android. The fact that she has an iPhone 5C, yeah, I can go through the trouble of reprogramming it and everything. But when she goes to Mexico, then it's going to be a whole mess of getting reprogramming it to Mexico and the like. So I said, no, I don't want to mess with that. So I consulted with my mom. In short, what I ended up doing was this, and I know people, including my family, are going to think I'm crazy, but as long as my mom and I are happy with it, basically no one's opinion matters. Well, of course I say it nicely, but that's pretty much how I view things. What did we do? So I was pondering the possibility of going for an iPhone. I was going to go with the SE, but upon listening to reviews, and mind you, I do like the SE, don't get me wrong. It's a great phone, it's very lightweight, it's portable, it's small, you name it. But one of the things that kind of turned me off away, I guess, from a traveler's standpoint, was the camera that it has. It has the camera of the iPhone 6S Plus. Okay, don't get me wrong. It's got the 12 megapixel camera, but it does not allow you to record in high definition or 4K, as people call it. Number one. Number two, if I wanted to FaceTime while I'm gone, it gives you the stock FaceTime camera like it does with the iPhone 6 and below. Number three, it just didn't seem right. You know, if I'm going to spend something like that, I'm going to get something that's going to work well. And number four, they only offered up to a 64 storage variant, for 64 gigs that is. And I don't mind, but come on, you know, I'm the kind of person who likes to have the best of both worlds. So of course, once more, I consulted with many people, asked questions about the iPhone 6S Plus. I went on different Team Talk servers. Of course, this time I got rid of Voreo. I'm not a fan of them, but that's a whole different ballgame. In theory, I called Apple, had a conversation with numerous reps, and it wasn't until I got a definitive answer from a rep who I must give a shout out to, Joaquin. I actually called the Spanish department, and Joaquin was very nice enough to explain to me the differences between the Apple upgrade program that they offer versus if I tried to apply for a Barclay Finance Apple Rewards card. Joaquin and I were on the phone for about a half hour, and what it came down to was this. I like the approach that Apple's taking. I like the fact that they allow you to do the 24-month installments. The thing that turned me away from the Apple upgrade program was this. They go through a bank called Citizens One, and apparently this particular bank does not have an account, does not have a credit card. I don't know exactly, and I really don't care, but the bottom line is that, for example, if I wanted to give the down payment for the iPhone, not to mention Apple Care and all that fun stuff, that's cool, you know, $44 a month, that seemed reasonable. I mean, you're paying $39 plus an additional $5 a month for Apple Care, which is basically amounts to $129 for 2 years. I'm like, okay, let's see what I can negotiate with Apple. Well, Apple told me again that Citizens One, which is the bank they go through, does not have an account. So basically, if I wanted to, for example, give my down payment with my credit card, but then switch my billing to where I can have them withdraw the payment from my account, that wasn't going to work. They encouraged me to apply for the Barclay financing card, and luckily I was approved. And also, the disadvantage of going with the iPhone upgrade program is you are basically stuck with a carrier-specific phone. Nothing wrong with it, but being that sometimes I want to travel or my mom wants to travel, and we run through the same issue if it's carrier-specific, changing a SIM card, even though, yes, the iPhones do come unlocked. Last year, we ran into the situation where the iPhone 5C would not take a SIM card from Mexico unless we completely did a factory reset. Which, lo and behold, what happens is, of course, your data gets wiped, and Mexico, at least where we're from, does not have the greatest of the greatest internet, so iCloud was not an option to back up. I applied for the credit card and I get approved. And I specifically told Joaquin, look, you know, here's the deal. Since I'm going to buy the phone outright, I might as well go get the 6S Plus, give me the 128 gig storage. So that way, once it passes down from me to mom, it's not going to, in short, cause a lot of issues such as micromanaging memory, what needs to be deleted and whatnot. And also, I want to be able to have a phone that's going to support a lot of video, where I can download books, music, games, you name it. Something that's going to keep me busy on the road. Especially because I have an 8-hour flight and I have a couple hours of layover going to and from Arkansas. Anyhow, that's the decision I went with. They gave me an international phone, they call it, if you must, of an iPhone 6S Plus 128. And I get the 18-month promotional financing, which I actually like. And in the end, it saves me a lot of headache because I'm able to program the payments through my checking account and not have to worry about a credit card getting charged or whatever the situation may be. So that is what's going on. Sorry for the background noise. That's my iPhone. If you want to learn more or talk to me, ask me questions, my email address is armando.maldonado0767@gmail.com, or you can tweet me at Maldonado, MaldonadoAdo0767. Hopefully I'll bring you some news from Camp Yorktown Bay. And until next time, take care, everybody.